Sometimes we may also miss what the Lord is. When the Lord says, behold, I'm doing that new thing, it is important for us to receive a revelation. New thing is very general. Praise the name of the Lord. It's very general. Behold, I am doing a new thing. It's very general. And so we have to come to the place of breaking it down and having a revelation of the new thing He is doing in your life, in our generation, in this season. If you have the revelation, then you will see it and know this is it. Amen. This is what the Lord said He's doing, and it is happening now. Can we have our text up there? Although today I want to start from verse 1, the same chapter we are reading, Isaiah 43. Verse 1, and that's why I repeated that song, My Redeemer Lives, because I wanted to focus on a few things in verse 1 and 2. Now this is what the Lord says, the one who created you. I want you to underline created you, Jacob, and the one who formed you. I want you to underline formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I want you to underline redeemed. And I want you to underline the next one. I have called you by my name. Called you by my name. You are mine. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the foundation of this word as we focus on the new. The foundation is, who is saying this? Last Sunday we stopped where Sarah was able to move from the place of laughing when she heard the words, when she heard the promise, to the place of considering Him who has promised faithful, that she believed. Praise the name of the Lord. And we say that there is something that took place in her life, because it is explained in Hebrews that how she conceived, how she came to bring forth, was because it's not about how she handled the words when she had them at first, the promise. It was the journey to the fulfillment of the words happened because she had something to consider. She considered the one who has promised faithful. He is trustworthy. Praise the name of the Lord. And so this morning, even as we talk about the revelation of the new, I want us to understand this new thing that the Lord is doing. Who is He? And in what relation? He says, the one who created you, you did not exist by your own accord. Praise the name of the Lord. And I don't know how deep you relate with God as your creator. The one who created you. Do you know the man or the person or whoever created this microphone? If that person tells in the manual that this thing that looks like a mesh should go up here, I have no business bringing this mesh down here. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the one who created it understands how it should function. If I pull this mesh and bring it down here, I'll be frustrated. And I can be complaining, oh, this microphone is not working. And the manufacturer would ask me, did you follow the manual and the steps? Amen? I really don't like it here when you order something, you order a chair, and then they bring you some boxes and, you know, and they give you all the screws that are, you know, how many people have a hard time with that? I have even to check and say, I want it assembled. Because many are times when I get that thing and you have to assemble it, huh? It's a mess. I tried to assemble something for Bible Story Kids. I think they trashed it eventually because I messed it up. Why? If you do not follow the Creator instructions, praise the name of the Lord, then not, you cannot complain when you do not function as you are created to be. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want us to understand, even as we go deeper into revelation, it is He who created us. The Lord, my Creator. And then He goes further and says, the one who formed you. Now, forming and creation, are they the same? Amen? Forming and creation, are they the same? Huh? Teachers of English. Huh? Ever thought about that? So, the Bible says, in the book of Jeremiah 1, we won't go there, that before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. So we were created first and then formed. The formation now takes place. And in Psalms 139, David says, when you formed me in the secret, all the members, all my members are written in your book. So if it is the hand, when he was forming, there's a data entry of the hand, how many fingers, pigmentation, you know. Praise the name of the Lord. So you are created and then formed. Did you find that one in Psalms 139? When you formed me in the secret. I'm seeing I thank God because you're like the church in Berea where you need to clarify, have these verses so that when you go home, you go and also read again and get even more revelation than I'm sharing here. Amen. Psalms 139 verse 16. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance. And in your book were all written the days that were appointed for me, when as yet there was not one of them even taking shape. Praise the name of the Lord. So the creation is just substance, and then there is a formation that takes place in the womb. And the Lord is saying, all the members, even the days that I will live, were written in your book. So this is the Father, this is the God we are talking about. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he says, do not fear, because along the way we are created, we are formed. But then along the way we find ourselves that we are not really fulfilling the purpose of creation. Along the way things happen and we are out of his will, out of his plan. And then he says, I have redeemed you. You know, to be redeemed means that you made a mistake, but then something was given in exchange. Instead of you paying for your mistake, you are redeemed. Praise the name of the Lord. So we are talking about a Father who not only created us, who not only formed us, but who is following us, even in our messes. He redeems us. Praise the name of the Lord. And then the other one is that he called you. So after you are redeemed, then the calling comes. And he does not call you where? Praise the name of the Lord. Eh? Where is you in Swahili? You know, in that, where I come from, people sometimes do not remember your name. And they're like, where? You know, where? I am calling you. Huh? No, our Father does not do that. In the billions of people living around in the world, he does not say, where? The tall one? Huh? The brown one? No. He's saying, I called you by your name. And you are mine. You are mine. So as we dive into revelation, I want you to understand from what place are we receiving revelation. We are receiving revelation from the place of understanding that the one who created us, the one who formed us, the one who has redeemed us, the one who has called us by our names, he is saying, you are mine. You are mine. You're my child, you're my people, you are mine. So it is from the place of, you're not a visitor. You know, if you're a visitor in a place, you feel limited. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, a visitor cannot come and say now, because it is time for the inheritance, I also want a share. Who will give you a share of the father's household if you do not belong? Praise the name of the Lord. So I want you to understand that revelation belongs to the sons. Belongs to those who belong. I'm writing. Yeah? Belongs to those who
belong. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. This is becoming interesting. And so back to our verse in 18 and is it 18 and 19? The same chapter. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? That is the part I want to focus on. See. Other versions say consider. Other versions say perceive. It has already begun. It is springing forth. Do you not see it? And I want you to just take a minute and that one person you said hi to, ask them, do you not see it? Is there anybody who has responded, see what? Anyone who has said, see what? Do you not see it? See? See what? What? What is new? A new car? A new house?
No.
What are you seeing? A new thing. This new thing. Phyllis, is your department having anything new?
Yes.
What?
New
so that department has a new camera. Do you not see it? If I didn't tell you it was new, how many have missed this new camera here? You didn't see it. How many even knew that these guys have a new camera? How many saw it? Oh, there are people who are like, you would, Anthony, you wouldn't miss it. And why wouldn't you miss it? Because that's your line of work. Kate, did you see? Had you seen it? Kate is like, I'm not sure that I saw it. Yeah, how many did see it? And you've been coming to church for the last 2 weeks. Simon did see it. He's been here and he didn't see it. So you get it. You get what I'm saying. Behold, I am doing a new
thing.
See. See. Can you not see it? And the question is, see what? What? What is it that the Lord wants us to see? What is it that the Lord wants in this season, in this dispensation, in this time, as He is working? What is it that the Lord wants us to see? I'm not going to tell you today what the Lord wants you to see. But I'm going to talk to you about how do you get to see. How do you get to just be entrusted? We said you belong. But so many of us belong. But do everyone see?
No.
Praise the name of the Lord. And in this, I want to talk about how as believers, children of the kingdom, and people who have a desire to align ourselves with what the Lord is doing in this season and in this generation, what is required of us so that we may be able to see? Praise the name of the Lord. And I also want to appreciate what you mentioned, Derek. It's a confirmation of the line of the first thing I want to talk about. Being faithful. Today I'm going to talk about... Oh, you want us to preach together? You're welcome. Amen? Amen. If you have anything to say, you just raise your hand. You know, here we can accommodate that. Amen? Amen. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. For those who are writing and for those who need to remember well, I'm going to talk about fat. We need to be fat. There's an acronym I'm not generally saying. I know some of us are really trying hard with diet and going to the gym. Amen. So I'm not saying you discard that. I'm just giving an acronym of what I'll be talking about, what is required of us. We need to be
fat.
You won't forget that. Yeah, you need to be fat. And the first letter F stands for faithful. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1 to 2. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. So for you to see, it is the Lord inviting you to a place of his mysteries. Praise the name of the Lord. A place of his secrets. So that you do not be caught unaware or just be left without understanding what the Lord is doing. The Lord is calling you from a place of, to a place of his mysteries. To be able to have a revelation. To be able to understand what he is about to do. What he is asking us to see. Praise the name of the Lord. And he says, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Faithfulness. A faithful steward. A faithful servant. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know there are some revelations that people will not be given because they are not faithful? We have the hand of the revelation. There are people who have received a revelation and they made a doctrine out of it. Amen. If that's not yours, you just say pass. Amen. There are people who have received revelation, and because of lack of faithfulness, pride has crept in. Praise the name of the Lord. But Paul is saying, as you consider, or are we, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. We are ministers of Christ. We belong. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. The place of revelation requires faithfulness. Are you faithful? Are you committed? Are you loyal to him who created, who formed, who redeemed? Praise the name of the Lord. And when we talk about faithfulness and being a faithful servant, we're talking about what do you do when you receive the revelation? Are you saying, like the worshippers have led us, that take the stage, Lord? I'm only a servant. And when you have done, take all the glory. Are you faithful enough to say, I'm not going to use this revelation as a platform, as a pulpit to self-exalt myself? Praise the name of the Lord. Some of us may receive revelation, oh, there's a tornado or hurricane coming. Is it tornado or tornado?
Tornado
coming. Ooh, I come from Nyeri. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah? And the Lord gives you a revelation on what to do. Oh, go stand by the shores near Salisbury Beach and just raise your right hand and say, it will not come near here. And you go and do it. Then you take on to the podcast telling people, by now you'd all be dead if I did not receive a revelation and go and stop it. Are you faithful to give him glory? Or have you taken the credit? The revelation of the new. What do you do with the revelation? Faithfulness is a requirement if we are going to walk in the revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, be faithful. Number two is availability. Some of us are so good, we are so faithful, you know. Yeah, but we are too busy. Never available. The Lord is calling us in this place. Come, see, a I'm about to do a work in your days that even if it were told you, you would not believe it. The Lord has spoken all these prophetic utterances over your life. You're faithful, yes, but you got no time. You are not available. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you available? Are you available? The Lord is here asking, all these things I have prepared for the church. I want to do an outpouring for the latter church. But where are the people that are saying, here I am, Lord. I am available. Pour out your spirit upon me, Lord. Give me the revelation of what needs to be done because I got the time, Lord. I'm here. I'm ready to do. Praise the name of the Lord. But we got the time to complain of what is not working out. And we got the time to point fingers to the people who we expect should be the ones doing. You know, nowadays, the preachers of nowadays, where are you? What are you doing? Are you available for the Lord to use you? You know, the Lord does not call the qualified. He calls and then qualifies you. Come even with your accent. Say, Lord, I am here. Praise the name of the Lord. Come, no matter your age. Say, Lord, I am available. It doesn't matter the responsibilities and all the things that you have to do. How about giving him priority and saying, Lord, I may have this. It is a blessing. You blessed me with the family. You blessed me with the children. You've given me a work, a job that I love. You've given me this and this. But despite all this, Lord, I'm creating the time to be available for the revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we all got 24 hours a day. Oh, does anybody have extra? Huh? Monica has extra. Monica, you have extra hours in a day. Oh my God, I don't let me get into whatever beef you guys are having over there. Amen. But the real truth is that we all got 24 hours in a day. How available are you that the Lord can entrust you with a revelation? That the Lord can entrust you with an assignment and tell you, this is what I need done. This is what I'm doing. I want to partner with you. Are you available to go for me? Are you available to do this? Are you available? Praise the name of the Lord. And then I come to the T. T stands for teachable. And this is where many of us get like an F. Failure here is F, yeah? If you get an F, you have to repeat that course. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Luke 6, this is Jesus speaking. Luke 6, verse 40. I'll read with my New Living Translation and then we can read with. The teacher or students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like the teacher. Where did you go? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Can you give me the other version you have there? I like this. And what? Can you say that word? It's hard to say. Does not do what? The point is to? Praise the name of the Lord. So, apprentice is somebody who is learning. You don't go to lecture your professors. Although that's something that we are now seeing in this generation. Amen. Where we know a lot. We know so much. and it is good. But the Bible says when the student is fully trained, will become like the teacher. When you're fully trained. Having a teachable spirit, a teachable attitude is very important. Paul gave a warning about some people who did have a teachable spirit in 1 Timothy 1 verse 7. And my translation, New Living Translation, says, they want to be known as teachers of the law of Moses, but they don't know what they are talking about, even though they speak so confidently. Praise the name of the Lord. They set themselves up as experts on religious issues, but haven't the remotest idea of what they are holding forth with such imposing eloquence. I wonder who did this translation. Sometimes I read it and I'm like, what? Sometimes it's really harsh and applies to our generation. Praise the name of the Lord. They want to be known as teachers, but they got no idea what they're talking about. The Lord is calling us to the place of saying, teach me. Teach me. Teach me, Lord. I don't know. I need to know. Teach me. Teach me. And sometimes we go through tough times, adversity and all that. And instead of focusing on what the Lord is teaching us, we just see what is going on and what is going wrong. Praise the name of the Lord. But in the book of Isaiah 30 and verse 20, the Bible says that though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering, for drink, He will be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. Just as the master, which other, you and your translations, which one? The other one. And just as the master kept you alive during the hard time, go to the King James Version. And though the Lord give you bread of adversity, and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see thy teachers. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a time in my life I was going through, you know, you come from a storm, you think you're going to get into rest, you enter into another one. And I was like, how long is my life going to be this up and down, messed up, fire? You come from the fire, you enter into the flood. Huh? Like that saying, that from the frying pan to the... Things are not working. And I remember crying to God and asking God, what are you doing with my life? What is going on? I have faith in you. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, once you learn what I need you to learn, you go to the next level. I'm like, what? This chaos, this mess that is happening right now, there is something to learn from this. The Lord wants to teach me from this. And I remember talking to somebody. We are in the coffee farm, and I told her, from today, whatever happens, I will be praying, Lord, what do I need to learn? So that I run very fast. And I go to the next level. I still remember that where I told that lady that in the coffee farm. And I said, God, I surrender. Let me learn. I want to learn what you are teaching me in this. Praise the name of the Lord. And by, I'm not going to say it was automatic, but instead of complaining, instead of feeling sorry for myself because of the adversity, because of the trials, because of the things not working out, I started to see with a new perspective, oh, the Lord is teaching me patience here. Oh, the Lord is teaching me to trust in Him here. Oh, the Lord is teaching me to forgive in this mess. The Lord is teaching me to walk by faith and not by sight in this area. By and by, lessons pile up and pile up and pile up. And now I look back and say, it didn't take 40 years, you know. The children of Israel walked 40 years around in the wilderness because they never paused to understand what is the Lord teaching me in this. I realized from the moment I stopped wondering, why me, and started taking a positive attitude whenever I'm in any adversity, and started seeking what is your lesson here, Lord? What are you teaching me in this? I realized that the appointed time for that temptation does not exist. Praise the name of the Lord. And when we are talking about the Lord teaching you, I always say this: after you've been taught, then there will be a test. And if you fail the test, the school of the Lord, if you fail the test, you will repeat and repeat until you pass that test. When growing up, back in primary school, somebody will have failed, they repeat a class. They fail the second year, they repeat. When they fail the third time, the mother would come to the office and tell the head teacher or the principal, hey, they're going to get so old in this class, let us push them. And the principal will be very kind and they will be pushed to the next class. But guess what? The school of the Holy Spirit, the school of the Lord, or Nawakura, even if you get old, there's no pushing. If the Lord wants you to learn forgiveness, hey, somebody does something to you, you avenge for yourself. You think you've dealt with it? Three more come. The same test. You get a broken heart. You're bleeding. You isolate. You're not talking to people now because today I have a lot of Kikuyu. Did you leave the mention of Kikuyu here? Praise the name of the Lord. I don't like people. I don't like what people do. And the lesson the Lord wants you to learn is forgive. I want you to just reflect and ask yourself, am I teachable? What is the Lord teaching me all through? Because from there, you become a teacher. Praise the name of the Lord. The lesson you pass, you become a teacher. That is why Jesus is saying, when the students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like a teacher. So there are some issues, like we had Mother's Day. It was just amazing. We had our moms who are over 70 here. Oh my God, did they teach us? Huh? Because they went through those lessons and they learned. They can now teach. And I'm sure even the young kids here, when the lessons you've learned and past, if you have a teachable spirit, you'll be able to teach. So, 2 Timothy 2, verse 24. You know, sometimes we think now that we have attained an expectation of a certain lesson, then now nobody can tell us. But being teachable means that even when you acquire the status of being a teacher, you can also teach, you can also be taught. Amen. You can learn from one another. A servant to the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Praise the name of the Lord. Ever thought about that? You know, I know what I'm talking about. You know, I've gone through this. I understand, but they are difficult people. Difficult people who will challenge the lessons you've learned and what you're trying to teach. So how do you progress? You must not quarrel. Amen. Is that landing well?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting that back?
Yes.
A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, must not strive, but be gentle unto all, apt to teach, patient. Mine is talking about patient with difficult people. Praise the name of the Lord. Because you'll encounter difficult people. So are we ready to be fat? Faithful? Available? And? For us to receive the revelation of the new things, we got to be faithful, available, and teachable. Amen. How good of a student are you? You do your homework. Are you able to ask questions for clarification? Are you patient during test? You know, during the test, the teacher will not talk. They'll just be walking around. It is time for the test. Praise the name of the Lord. The teacher will talk during the lessons. Oh, teaching, teaching. But then when the test time comes, that's when you end up, where are they? This is really hard. But they will not tell you, oh, that one is not right. No, they let you do the test. And sometimes the Lord is like that. After you have been taught, when it is test time. So what kind of a student are you during test? Are you throwing a tantrum that you need pointers? We used to call it more Kenya, you know? Here you call it a cheat sheet. Yeah? Yeah? I can't say it right. Cheat? Cheat. I was right. Cheat sheet, yeah? Are you that kind of a student with the Holy Spirit? Like, give me pointers. Give me some. It is test time. Give me some hints. Amen? So much food for thought today, yeah? Because we want to receive the revelation of the new. When the Lord says, see the new, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I don't want to be the person who says, see what? See, I have already begun. When he says, see, I want to be at a place when I will open my eyes and see. As it springs forth. I don't want to be the person asking what is there to see. Because if we are faithful, available, and teachable, then when he says see, we will be seen. In Jesus' name. Revelation of the new things. We receive it by being faithful, by being available, by being teachable. In Jesus' name. We can stand on our feet and have a moment of prayer.